following very closely the situation in Turkey and Syria as they continue to recover from the earthquakes there that have left thousands dead and thousands more homeless. A lot of folks here locally are wondering what they can do to best be helpful and useful in this situation. We're joined on the phone by Jordan Sapansky, who's a member of the board of directors of both the Asis and Gwen Sanchar Foundation based here in Chapel Hill, and also the Bridge to Turkey Fund, which was founded in 2003 in the Triangle and works with NGOs in Turkey as well. Jordan, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for reaching out to us. We appreciate the invitation.
Before we start talking about things that the folk can do, your thoughts about what's been happening in Turkey and Syria for the last couple of days, and thoughts of those that you've been speaking with there?
Well, I and my colleagues, understandably, are very, very concerned about what has happened. You may know that Turkey has been subject to earthquakes for millennia. And this, as I understand some press reports recently, is an event not unexpected. Geologists, seismologists have been expecting a major earthquake down in that part of the country. When these things come along, though, you're never prepared for the death and devastation that results. And a number of my Turkish colleagues, I'm not an ethnic Turk, but a number of my Turkish colleagues have friends, relatives who are from that area, or indeed have individuals they know who live down there.
So there are a lot of folks here in the Chapel Hill area, in the Triangle, and in the U.S. in general. We're literally thousands of miles away and really feeling a little bit helpless, but there are organizations out there that are actively working to help in this situation that we can support. What can people do here if they want to help folks who are in need right now?
Well, yes, you can find online any number of U.S.-based NGOs focusing on particular areas of help. But here in the Triangle, there is one in particular that has a nice long history now of working particularly in the area of healthcare and education for impoverished youth in Turkey. And that's an organization called Bridge to Turkey, the Bridge to Turkey Fund. The Turks, you may know nowadays, have asked that their country be formally called Turkey, the way they term the country. That organization has been doing great charity work over the years and was able quickly to respond to the need, and yesterday conveyed a $50,000 check, I believe, to a partner, a trusted NGO in Turkey, to start the relief effort. Up on their website, which is bridgetoturkeye.org, there is a link to how people may donate via that website. You mentioned the Sanjar Foundation. The Sanjar Foundation is, of course, the institution that Dr. Asis Sanjar, the Nobel laureate in chemistry from 2015, and his wife, Gwen, who both of whom were biochemists at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. They founded that organization, and its principal program right now is the center, which is here in Chapel Hill on East Franklin Street. Those organizations are collaborating on an effort to get as much help as possible to the devastated communities there.
Again, speaking with Jordan Sapansky, who is on the board of directors for both of those organizations, the Sanjar Foundation, which you can find more on at their website, sanjar.org, S-A-N-C-A-R, sanjar.org, and the Bridge to Turkey Fund, which you can find, again, at bridgetoturkey.org, and that's spelled T-U-R-K-I-Y-E, bridgetoturkey.org. We're going to have links to both of these organizations up on our website, chapelboro.com, as well, so you can go there and get the links, too. As we wrap up this conversation, what else should folks know about the situation or how they can help, and where would you suggest people go if they want more information?
Well, you've mentioned the obvious places, the websites of the two organizations. the physical facility, the Sanjar Center, as I say, is on East Franklin Street and is open from Wednesdays through Sundays from 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So usually someone is there and can provide further information. The only other thing I would say is that this is an absolutely horrifying event. If anyone has seen the buildings collapsing, they'll understand what I mean. This is happening in right on the edge of a war zone. The Syrian refugees are part of this as well. But the size of the earthquake, I'm told, is one of the biggest in the history of the country. And the vast area it hit, some 14 major cities, makes this unlike anything else that has happened. So we would ask as much as possible for the help and the generosity of the American public.
BridgeToTurkey.org is the website for the Bridge to Turkey Fund. T-U-R-K-I-Y-E is how that's spelled. And Sanchar.org for more on the Sanchar Foundation. S-A-N-C-A-R is how that's spelled. Jordan Sapansky, thank you so much for being with us today and for all that you and everyone at both of those organizations are doing right now.
Well, we appreciate your interest in us, and thank you for contacting us.